Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's been an active weekend for damaging tornadoes across the central U.S. Crews in Hughes County, Oklahoma, say they've moved to recovery stage after a tornado left two dead and several people hurt. NPR's Amy Held reports the tornado risk this weekend is not over yet.
Storms today are moving across Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri. Richard Thompson is lead forecaster for the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
There'll be some risk of tornadoes and damaging winds. I think it will be a step down from the previous 2 days.
Friday, tornadoes struck Iowa and Nebraska, wrecking hundreds of homes, including Stacy Rose in the Omaha area.
This was our forever home, and we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Federal assistance is on its way. Then last night, more tornadoes struck, doing damage, especially in Oklahoma, to buildings, roadways, and power lines. Thompson says this is an active time of year.
We are near peak severe weather climatology for the central southern plains.
Amy Held, NPR News.
Israel's foreign minister says a military incursion into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip could be suspended if Israel and Hamas reach an agreement on releasing hostages. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In an interview with Israeli media, Foreign Minister Israel Katz said bringing the hostages home is the government's primary aim. When asked if that included delaying a promised incursion into Rafah, Katz reportedly said yes. If there will be a deal, we will suspend the operation. Katz is not part of the war cabinet overseeing the Gaza operation. Hamas is reviewing Israel's latest proposal. Israel has said it believes there are 4 Hamas battalions in Rafah and they must be defeated. But Rafah is also home to more than 1 million Palestinians who fled south from other parts of the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to the Middle East again this week. It's his 7th diplomatic mission to the region since the Israel-Hamas war erupted more than 6 months ago. College students across the country have been staging demonstrations to show their support for the Palestinians in Gaza. The unrest has prompted some schools to cancel graduation ceremonies this year. Some 2024 graduates may have missed their high school graduations because of the pandemic 4 years ago. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the University of Southern California is canceling its main ceremony, but not everything.
They didn't cancel everything. So the main graduation is canceled, but the individual schools have graduations as well. So there's a lot of ceremonies that will be taking place. But like you said, I share that also, the idea that they missed their graduation 4 years ago. But hopefully their individual schools will go forward peacefully.
She said all people have a right to free speech, but all students need to feel safe. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. The right agent can make or break your home search. That's why Homes.com provides an agent directory that details each agent's experience so you can find the right one and ultimately the right home. Homes.com. We've done your homework.